Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 378, Saturday, June the 7th, 2025, or in Aussie land, it is Sunday the 8th of June. My goodness. Welcome, chat room. We are in June already. Winter is fast approaching for me. I've got my fingerless gloves on. My fingers are cold. But you guys are probably like going, Lita, you don't know what cold is. I know. But this is cold. This is cold. Anyway, good morning. Good morning to everyone. If you've got your beverage of choice, cheers. Let's take a sip. Tasty. Tasty. Another one. Geez. They're coming thick and fast. That's our max levels. Crazy. Anyway, thank you. I'll add them shortly. Chat room, we have got Chris is here. Hi, Chris. 81 months sub on Twitch. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Where's my little hearty heart? Where is it? Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate that. Zaya's here as well. Thank you. Thank you for popping in. Not sure who else is here, but Zep might be somewhere. Hi, if you're there, hi. And anyone else, thank you. Let's get to the news, because we certainly have got a few more max levels, which is fantastic. So let's start off with, in order, congratulations to Silver Bones for becoming our third The War Within Bloodthirsty Challenge champion, which is amazing. Congrats to Iron Try 2 for becoming our 35th The War Within Iron Man Challenge champion. Silver Bones, did I say Bloodthirsty? Or did I default to Iron? Silver Bones is our third Bloodthirsty. Iron Try 2 is our 35th Iron, which is fantastic. Congratulations to Evie Striana for becoming our 9th The War Within Green Man Challenge champion. So we've got 3 different this week. That's amazing. And who did we get? Iron Poxed. Okay. That will make Iron Pox will be our 36th human pally. Okay. Fantastic. Wow, you guys are kicking it. However, we're not getting any contacted by people, so it's a real shame, because we're not getting any write-ups, which I'm like, oh, we like to have our write-ups. But if we don't have write-ups, well, sorry, I'm just changing my show notes. If we don't have any write-ups, then I just do a basic post. So if you're interested. We've got, let me have a look. We have got, if I've got no contact from Silver Bones, which nobody's contacted me for, I'll be doing a basic post sometime once I get the show done today. So if Silver Bones is around, I'm pretty sure I have not received anything. I've checked both my email plus spam plus junk, and there seems to be nothing there. Iron Tri 2 is, nobody's contacted on that one either. So again, let me know if, on that one. Who did I miss? Did I miss somebody? And then Eevee, Eevee's allied race, so there won't be a write-up on that one. But Iron Pox, who just literally popped, is Human Pally. So, if that's your tune, please let us know. That would be fantastic. All right. So, we'll see. Looks like someone's probably sent me a message, which I'm doing a live show. If you're watching, I'll contact you after. So, hopefully, someone says it will. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, I. Looks like they probably have, but I'm doing a show, so they'll just have to wait. But I'll get back to them, which will be great. So, Silver Bones and Iron Tri 2, looks like I've not received anything, so I'll do a basic post for them later today, unless someone contacts me like today and can get me a write-up. But we do like our write-ups, and as I've said, I think I've said on multiple times, I do like to do the write-ups in order. So if I get like Iron Poxed information, I don't want to be holding that up. So so yeah, I might do a basic post, and if someone contacts me, I can always add it in, even if I've done the basic post. But we do enjoy reading the journey, so please, please get in contact. But obviously not everyone's into that, so, and that's fine, that's fine. But it's always interesting. I find it always interesting reading someone's journey for what they've done. So yeah. All right. A couple of things now. Information, let me have a look. Let me swap this over. So, things to talk about. We have got, let me, I'm doing multiple things. All right. Where is it? Where is it? That one. I think it's this one. It's not going to do it. Nope. There we go. All right. So, weekly patch 11.1.7. So, we've got another patch coming on June the 17th. All right, so again, that will be before our next show. So again, always, we always preface, anytime there's a patch coming up, pre-patches, all of that, please, if you're concerned, strip down your tune. Okay, there's nothing worse than thinking that your toon's fine and Blizzard has changed something, whether that's the quality of gear. I've had it happen to myself when it was a, I know it was a Warlock. Was it Undead Warlock or was it a, I can't remember. But I know it was one of my Warlocks that something had changed. And I logged in and didn't even realize and had flagged myself. Blizz hates Alto. Yes, Altoholics for sure. So yeah, it makes it, it definitely makes it more difficult. So that's a really great screenshot. How cute's that? Legacy of Arathor goes live. That's really cute with the two sitting there. How cool's that? Go lore walking with the help of lore walker Joe. So, I mean, the rest of the stuff isn't really challenger related, but I wanted to mention due to with the patch being in, you know, what's that, a week and a bit. So again, you know, we've got Dastardly Duros. Interesting. I haven't even fully looked into that, but again, it looks like it's, I don't know. I haven't had time to look into it. It's been a bit crazy in my world at the moment. So yeah. But the other one that I wanted to mention, let me get, so about the patch. So, and again, how cool, what a really cool screenshot. I really like that. So what we got, I say, take your adventures further in the legacy of Arathor beginning June 17. You'll amp up the challenge in Overcharged Delves. Well, obviously, Delves you can't do as a challenger. Go lore walking with lore walker Chow. Get a helping hand with the new combat assistant and single button assistant and more. I don't know what those are. But lore walking, lore walking with lore walker Cho. We'll have to see what that is. New Arathi Highlands campaign. So obviously, for maybe your normal toons, that would be better. I don't know if it'll be something that you want to try doing on your challenge toon. I think it'd be safer not to take a challenge toon. Unless you've done it through on a normal toon and found that you're, that it's not too difficult. Just remember, your challenge toon is a lot less stronger than what your normal toon would be. But for me, I would definitely run through that first on my main to see how that feels. Chris says that campaign is a continuation of the short story on Blizz website read by Chris Metzen. It's gonna be good. Cool. I will have to check both of those out. Read and listen to the Heartlands 5-part audio novella before you head into. That sounds good too. I love a good lore story. Metzen's reading it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I need to listen to that. Maybe I might listen to that while I'm putting the show together up on the website later. So 5-part audio sounds great. Alright, go lore walking with lore walker Chow. Alright, so what have we got? It says players level 10 and above can speak with Lore Walker Chow in Stormwind, Orgrimmar, or Dornagol for a renewed questing experience. You'll step back into some iconic lore moments in Azeroth with both previous quests and a few new ones. Intriguing. Intriguing. Okay, there are three available repeatable quest change. Repeatable quest change. Intriguing. Okay. We've never had a repeatable quest chain. Unless you're jumping from one tune to the other. So this is repeatable on one tune. That's how I take it. Same tune. That's right. Whereas anytime if we've had to repeat quests, we've had to level, you go across and level and jump onto a different tune to be able to see it again. Wow. Okay. That's cool. That might be interesting for a challenge tune. Only thing is, when you go in and do this, you're locked in that quest time. You can't do other things, but easy to pop in and out. All right. So, is it... does it take you into your own instance? Because that might be concerning. Hey, Mrs. Rakuru. Welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning. I have to see, Zaya, whether this is going to be an issue that would flag. Yeah. It sounds really intriguing, and it also sounds like something that possibly might be challenger-friendly if it's just repeatable quest chain. But again, as long as you're not partying up in a group. All right. We'll have to see. But you've got Zelatath. You've got the Ethrals. Okay. That sounds fun. Depends on the bosses, yep. And you've got Lich King. Okay, so hang on. Let me keep reading later. Okay, while lore walking, you won't be able to undertake any other quests, but you'll be able to exit any time you like and return when you're ready to continue. Okay, so it sounds like you must be going into your own instance type of thing. It's taking you out of the live world, if I say it that way, into this quest chain. That would be interesting to see. We'll have to decide, we'll have to see how it plays out, whether it would be something that might be a challenger friendly thing. I haven't been on PTR either. I just have not had time. Yeah, might be best to take a Tin Man or your Scout. Exactly. Don't assume that it's going to be something that you go, yep, it'll be fine. It may not be. And it might be a decision that we might need to look at once it's live. Obviously, a lot of us have limited time to do as much testing as we used to. So, we might just need to see how it plays out. But again, we'll let you know if it's something that we honestly will be just like, no, not good for challenge tunes whatsoever. Then, please don't go and jump on a challenge tune thinking that it'll be fine. It sounds intriguing. It may be possible, but I'm not going to say yes, it'll be fine when at this moment we don't know. So I'm going to say for the moment, no, but test it out on a tune other than a challenger first to see. Okay, so what else they got? Overcharge. Well, delves I'm not really worried about, but obviously if you're looking into delves yourself for, again, running a normal tune, there looks like there's some changes with them. Okay, this is what I'm intrigued by. New UI options. Combat assistant and single button assistant. So, the combat assistant is a new feature coming to the game that highlights the recommended next ability based on resources and the situation your character is in. This feature is designed to help new players, players who are trying out a new specialization, or those looking for additional guidance on the abilities they should use without the need to turn to third-party apps or outside guides. The new feature is configured as an additional option that is part of the base UI to assist you with a damage rotation, no matter which specialization you're using. Okay, I'm just trying to think. I remember back in the day when I was raiding, I used to have a particular add-on that would help with my DPS rotation. So that kind of sounds like what it is. But again, sometimes the factor when you're just playing a game is to find out, you know, is to find out that, oh shit, I shouldn't have pressed that button, you know, because again, consequences to your own actions. It's part of the game. It's part of the game that I think a lot of us have been doing for the last however many years. But obviously, when I was raiding, there was a time when I was raiding and very focused on raiding, that getting the best DPS I could out of Leta was a big deal, you know. So, yeah. So it's like a bit weird. Why not ask the game to play the game instead of you? Yeah. And I can see why they're putting it in. Obviously, for someone who doesn't, for me, and again, I'm just going to play devil's advocate on this, not for a challenge tune, but on someone when I jump onto, say, my pally. I haven't played my normal pally in a long time. So for me to go, oh, I want to start leveling the pally, instead of going and reading everything, I could see that I might go, oh, I might try and see how that helps to get some information as to what's best. Because, look, honestly, sometimes I will read what that spec is and the best way, but until I sit down and see it being played out, that I don't get the reading part. I don't get that association. So I don't know if anyone else feels like that at times. But sometimes I can read something and be like, oh yeah, I got it. But then I hop in and I try doing it. And I'm like, no, Leta, you've misunderstood what they're trying to say. And therefore, sometimes being shown how to do it reinforces what I've read to go, ah, okay, I've got it. Yeah. Looks a bit not in the spirit of challenges. Yeah, for sure. But, you know, if they're building it into the UI, there's not really much we can do, is there? Like, for the challenges. But again, makes it interesting if you're just trying to learn how to do something. And but yeah, I'm not a fan of that for the challenges, certainly. But it would be helpful if I was trying to relearn some of my alts that I need to level other than challenge tune. Wonder if it'll suggest talents too. Is there, I mean, look, good point. Don't know. I guess we see what happens, but if they're building it in the UI, again, you know, I can understand they don't want all of these add-ons being around, but yeah. So we'll see. Okay, Chris. I use Hell Killing. Now, when I go on classes, I only play once in a blue moon so I can learn. Oh, okay. All right. So it's kind of like that add-on to help understand. Again, I'm not a fan of it for challenges, obviously. But if you've got a lot of alts, and I think a lot of us have a lot of alts, which I never get to at the moment. Let me play my violin. Sorry, my nose is being itchy. It might be easier for people to understand if you're jumping around. If you've got limited playtime, I'm just trying to justify in my mind how it would be beneficial. I could see for someone with limited playtime, I don't have hours to try and figure out the pally rotation of what I'm doing when I'm going to quest. I just want to get in there and start playing and not end up dying every 5 seconds. So for me, I could see, yes, that would be beneficial. But at the same stage, I'm not a fan of it for the challenge tunes. Yes. All right. So the other one is a single button assistant. All right. Can be used to cast the next recommended ability in the sequence. Okay. Fan of that. This assistant is designed to have a small additional global cooldown added between abilities so that it is still useful for learning new skills, aiding those who are looking for additional help, or for those who want to experience the story or game on a more casual basis. It will also detect when an area of effect spell or multi-target ability should be used. Can be used to cast the next recommended ability in the sequence. I'm not a fan of that. Yeah, as I says, looks like it's great for people to level while actually not giving a damn about game mechanics. I have many thoughts going around my brain, because wasn't that the whole reason that, well, one, botting was a major thing, was because people were writing scripts, setting up a tune, and walking away because the program was running without anyone pressing keys. Do you get what I'm like? Isn't that the whole reason why Blizzard has banned bots? And obviously, if you're botting, don't do that. Illegal, get banned, go for it. But if the game is gonna say, hey, you've pressed A, B, I'm now gonna press C for you, so you don't have to, don't like that. Alright, so Chris, what are you saying? Single button assist is an accessibility thing. It doesn't do cooldowns, it doesn't do defensives, it doesn't target for you, and using it will cost you about a 25% penalty. First people I saw say thank you were stroke survivors who can finally play their favorite game, which was awesome. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. It won't target or switch targets, so it won't be able to bot, from what I understand. I hope not. Like, it's just the way that they're describing that. That's where my mind jumped to. And obviously, look, for those people out there that have genuine health medical issues that can help them play, hey, the more the merrier. But as we know, time and time again, that people try and shortcut doing, you know, doing the challenges or doing things in a, what's the word, Lita? They're taking out the spirit of what the challenges is. I mean, obviously when the challenges started, how many years ago? A long, long time ago. It was stripped down to be, especially for Iron Man, it was stripped down to, you know, the game was a completely different game also back then. And the game today of 2025, normal, you know, World of Warcraft, is extremely different to, you know, every time we have a patch or a new expansion, things changes. So all I can say is, yeah, I'm not a fan of these four challenge tunes at all. But obviously for someone who, if that will give them the ability to be able to play a normal tune, fantastic. Fantastic. So yeah. I can imagine if challengers use this, they're probably going to die. We already do way less damage, and with this penalty, they'll hit like a wet noodle or my bear. Lol. A wet noodle. That gives me an idea. Thank you. Wet noodle. Show title. All right. Alright, slip into the turbulent time waves with Battle of Azeroth. Turbulent time waves. Time walking dungeons. Well, dungeons is not. That is a beautiful shot. Look at the color. That is just lovely with the sky. With the sky. Sky. Very cool. What else have we got? The greedy emissary returns the week of the 2nd of July. Greedy emissary event. During this event, you'll be able to counter even more of these deviously greedy emissaries in Stormwind, Orgrimmar, Dornagol, and Undermine for new diabolical rewards. Ah, Lita, words are hard. Including a mount. Okay, recolor of classic tier 2 armor sets for your characters. That color, that is, damn, that is, I like that. That is very cute. Ooh. Actually, I don't mind all of those either. They're kind of cute. What have we got? Monk, Shaman, Evoker is next. Yeah. I don't mind those either. What's the next one? Warrior, Druid, Priest. The blades on the warrior look sick with the fire coming out. I like the priest. All the fires. That's real cool. The druid with the bear claws? Is that bear claws or is that... Or would that be like bird talons or something? All right. And rogue. Ooh, rogue looks nice. Demon hunter. Okay. Okay, demon hunter, I'm kind of like, interesting. Warlock. I'm not loving it. I think they could have done better. Maybe it might look different on like a bigger tune. I don't know. All right. Okay, so Chris says we had that. It's the Diablo anniversary event we had last year. Yeah, I thought there'd be a tie-in with that. These are all tier 2 recolors like the anniversary event ones. And again, look, if it is something that you want to chase, please don't chase it on your challenge tunes. Do it on your normal. So one, you don't accidentally kill yourself, die on your challenger, flag yourself by accidentally equipping something that you shouldn't. Get yourself doing some quests or putting your toon in danger. So again, probably look at doing these as a normal would be a better situation. But yeah. Okay, so there's a fair bit going on. Let's interesting. So that's the stuff. Is there anything else that I've missed? Again, look, let me know. That was the main things that I found. So obviously we've got the patch coming on the 17th of June, which again, I can't keep up with it. I just can't keep up with it. It's crazy. Is there anything else, that I need to bring up? Have I missed? Let me know. While you're doing that, I will start on the state of the challenges because it's been a busy, busy time. So, irons, let's have a look. We've got 10 irons this week. We've got a number 10. We've got Hardox at level 53, RIP. Number 9 is Iron Shemmy at level 60. Iron Fresh at level 65 is our 8th for this week. Number 7 is Iron Pox at level 69, RIP. It's got to be the same person, I'm gonna guess. Number 6 is Iron Rose at level 70. Number 5 is Catran Man at level 71. Number 4 is Casket at level 71. Number 3 is Iron Pox at level 68, level 78. So that was before they've dinged. So the challenges had the state of the challenges had already printed, but we know they are now level 80. Which, congratulations. Number 2 is Barbeat at level 79. And number 1 was Iron Try 2 at level 80. And they are our 35th Iron Man Challenge Champion. And Iron Pox is our 36th, which is amazing. Bloods this week, we had 2. Number 2 is Wine Taster. What a great name. At level 29. That is fantastic. Oh, I wonder if they're no, if it was like a dwarf, it'd have to be like ale taster. Yeah. Anyway, number one is Thirst Boy at level 36. For pacifists this week, we had four. And number four is Zenkul at level 14, RIP. Number three is Shonlaf at level 35. Two is No Killing at level 36. And number one is Friendly Elf at level 73. Cute name. Working Man, we had two of those. So number two is Cheese at level 15. Number one is Blue Colorist List at level 37. Greens. We had a whole 10 greens this week. Again, greens is pushing hard. Well done, everyone. So, number 10 is Green Bear at level 27. Oh, good coffee. Number 9 is Iron Rage at level 37. Number 8 is Eevee Stars at level 40. Number 7 this week is Eeveeternity at level 42. Number 6 is Eevee Snuggle at level 62. Number 5 is Eevee Crash at level 70. Eevee's been busy. Nice. Number 4 is... I'm probably going to butcher this. I think it might be like Zold Pally at level 71. They're red flagged. Delves are not allowed. Number 3 is Eevee Challenge at level 72. And number 2 is Eevee Striana at level 80. So Eevee's our ninth Green Man this expansion so far. Eevee's been really busy. Well done, Eevee, if you're in the chat room. Hi. But that's awesome. And number one was Emerald List at level 80, but that was RIP. So they had... what did they flag for? Because I thought that was an interesting one. Bear with me. What was the flag for? Because I was like... they died. I would be intrigued to know that story. I'm gonna guess they probably died right before they dinged? Right as they dinged? Anyway, it's coming up as being, I flagged on that one, so, damn. Alright, tins. We had no tins this week, but we did have one iron team called Fighting Amish at level 16, but RIP. All the characters had died. So that's, so it's been a bit of a week in the challenges. Again, a lot of congratulations, a lot of commiserations, and for those that are leveling, again, well done, everyone, for that. All right, last bit, chit-chat. Okay, I had this funny... I think I've had this one before a long time ago, but it just felt... It felt appropriate. The past, the present, and the future all walk into a bar. It was tense. I'm pretty sure we have had that one before. But it just seemed appropriate for many, many reasons. All right. Anything else that I need to touch on before we wrap up? Have I covered everything that we need to? Let me know. Okay. Let me go back over here to our wonderful Iron Elites. They're scrolling below me on the screen. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to hit my mic. I'm still not used to having a headphone mic. It's so weird. So very weird. But so apologies if it, you know, I bump it like every 5 seconds. Still getting used to that. Again, a huge thank you to our mods for all that you do. Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate it. To our Code Wardens. Obviously, I need stronger coffee because my words are not wording. To our Code Wardens, thank you for all the things that you do. It is greatly appreciated. And to everyone here in chat, just coming to chill out, hang out with me. Thank you for giving of your time, because I know that, you know, there's probably a 100 other things that a lot of people could be doing, but the fact that you've been here to join with me, thank you. That's I do appreciate it a lot, so thank you for that. All right, so the next show will be, again, in 2 weeks' time. That will be Saturday, June the 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can find all the information over at WoW Challenges for our socials, all of that. As I said, after I get the show all done, I will look at doing basic posts for Silver Bones and Iron Tri 2, I think it was. Evie, let me know. No, Evie's allied. Iron Poxed looks like they've contacted me. So we might have a interesting write-up coming. So again, please go and check the website. We've got lots of different write-ups from people with how they've leveled the turns. It's always a good read, I find. Good information as well. So please do that. Okay, I think we've got everything. Where you can find me, Leader, LWETA, Leader WoW is most of my things, so just add WOW on the end of that. If you need to reach out, please feel free to do that on Discord, through Facebook, Twitter, whichever. I just always say, please remember time zones, so it might take me a bit to respond. I also work full time. So that will impact whether I'm asleep or if I'm at work. I can't always answer immediately, but know that I will respond as soon as I viably can. All right. If not, certainly hop on Discord. We've got Stir, Chris, Zaya are around when they can, because obviously everyone has, you know, real life to deal with. But please, if you need to reach out in Discord is a great way to do it. All right, I think we've got everything then for this week, so we might as well roll the outro. We're good, everyone? We're good? Yes, I think my hands are warming up. That's good. Fingerless gloves are going good. All right. Well, my main thing is, again, please stay safe both in and out of game. And I will be back here in 2 weeks' time, which will be June 21st. Okay? All right. Roll the outro. Bye, guys. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.